from the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Industrial Development Agency only has one property left to sell in its Exit 21 East development next to the interstate entrance in Catskill. IDA Director April Ernst said on September 4th that the agency wants to sell the final space of the development to a restaurant which might be helped with business from guests at the Hampton Inn. Ernst said, and I quote, "We've just started putting the word out. I haven't put up the for sale sign yet. We're definitely interested in having a restaurant because the hotel doesn't have a restaurant," end quote. The other parts of the development include a new tourism center and moving the Stewart shop across Route 23. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden explained why the county wants to develop the spot. Groden said, and I quote, "The location is prime because as people get off the thruway, it's a very visible facility. If you have any questions and don't know where to go, you stop at the visitor's center and decide," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that it is difficult to tell if local Representative Mark Molinaro was talking about 81-year-old Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell or 90-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein or the two leading candidates for president next year, but he said some older politicians need to know when it's time to retire. Molinaro said, and I quote, "At some point, whether it is you are confronting a mental or physical health concern that requires you to take stock and focus on yourself, or you have some health concern later on in life, as a public official, you need to know when it's time to exit the stage. And there are plenty of people in public office who need to decide to exit the stage and allow the next generation to step forward," end quote. Both the Republican McConnell and the Democrat Feinstein have had public incidents this year where they seemed to freeze or were confused in public. Molinaro, a Republican who is 47, has been in politics since age 18 when he was elected mayor in Tivoli. He now represents the 19th Congressional District. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the newspaper will hold a discussion September 22nd between Emmanuel Nigi and Michael Cavanaugh, the candidates for Ulster County District Attorney in this fall's election. Nigi is a Democrat and currently the Chief Assistant District Attorney under Attorney David Clegg, who chose not to seek re-election after one term as DA. Cavanaugh, running on the Republican and Libertarian lines, was Chief Assistant District Attorney under former District Attorney Holly Conright. For reasons not explained in the article, the newspaper will not stream the event live, but will be recorded and posted at dailyfreeman.com after the debate ends. The story does not say if the recording will be edited. Voters can send the newspaper questions for the candidates at pdoxy@freemanonline.com until Monday, September 18th. Indicate, and I quote, DA debate, end quote, in the subject line. Voting begins October 28th and continues through November 7th. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.